And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Federal agents arrested a Chinese national earlier this month for photographing military aircraft near an Air Force base in Nebraska. The 21-year-old was caught at JFK trying to board a flight to Frankfurt, and the Air Force base isn't just any Air Force base. It houses U.S. Strategic Command and the doomsday plane that would carry the president through a nuclear war. The Chinese national was visiting the U.S. on a tourist visa and had also planned a stop at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma. A new study in the Journal of American Medical Association reports that 97% of abortion pill prescriptions are now filled by mail-order pharmacies. That's the direct result of the Biden FDA scrapping the in-person dispensing rule in 2023. The Trump administration promised a year ago to review the safety data and reverse course. Nothing has yet happened. Senator Josh Hawley is now asking whether the review is even underway. Meanwhile, Planned Parenthood just posted its biggest year ever, more than 434,000 abortions, most of them by pill, and most shipped through the mail. In Canada, 84-year-old Miriam Lancaster went to the ER with excruciating back pain. And before anyone even told her what was wrong, a young doctor leaned over to her bed and offered to help her end her life. Turns out she just had a fractured pelvis. She's since healed. A little over a year later, nearly 16,500 Canadians took the government up on their offer to end their life early. Also in Canada, a judge handed down just 6 months in jail to a man who kicked and choked his girlfriend's 28-month-old toddler on camera twice. The judge pointed to his remorse, his sobriety, and his distant Indigenous ancestor on his mother's side. A beaten toddler, it appears, weighs less than a bloodline. Some good news from Texas. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled 9-8 that the state can require public school classrooms to display the Ten Commandments. The court said a poster on a wall is not an establishment of religion. And meanwhile, in Minnesota, a high school is building a prayer room and a foot washing station for its Muslim students. And Hollywood seems to be trying very hard to resurrect the woke corpse. Netflix's new Sacha Baron Cohen comedy, Ladies First, plays like a 2020 time capsule, and the new Star Trek Starfleet Academy got mocked into cancellation. Hulu's Malcolm in the Middle revival tossed in a non-binary child for good measure, and HBO's The Pitt features a doctor offering to fudge the record so a pregnant teenager could skirt the Pennsylvania abortion cutoff. The box office continues to tell them no, but they keep writing the same scripts anyway. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.